Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh, and welcome to the program.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Well, we are talking about some of the jurisprudential laws related to Hajj, this important pilgrimage, you know, that may happen during the lifetime of an individual Muslim, depending on their capability and feasibility and also the practicality of its ritual. Sheikh Javid, we all know that, you know, one of the important conditions of Hajj is wearing a special garment that is called ihram, right?
Sure.
The question is, can an individual enter the city of Mecca without this garment, this ihram?
Well, it is agreed by all scholars, Shiite scholars and Sunnite scholars, that a person intending to perform Hajj cannot cross the stations or the miqat without wearing the ihram garment.
Mm.
It is necessary to wear the ihram and not cross it. Some pilgrims might want to go to the nearest miqat or the station for wearing ihram.
Right.
And wear the ihram. That's not permissible, okay? Because, for example, there are different miqats along the way to Mecca.
Yes.
And these miqat or mawaqid are places designated for different people from coming from different sides of the city of Mecca.
Yes.
Some are for the Yemeni, some are for the Iraqi, some for the people living in. And in Jeddah, Mecca, Medina, okay, Medina, of course. So it's not permissible to cross the miqat. For example, those who go to Medina first, they have to go to to Masjid al-Shajara first.
Yes.
They have to make the niyyah for ihram and then, of course, move on to Mecca. They cannot wear their ihram from their homes, from their cities, or from Jeddah airport. This is something done by Sunni Muslims. Of course, they probably, according to their Sharia standards, they are allowed to do so. But the Shia scholars have stated clearly that pilgrims cannot wear their ihram from their homes. Like, for example, if you leave in Tehran,
yes,
and you want to wear the ihram garment from the Tehran airport and go all the way to Mecca to Jeddah, and then from Jeddah, there are many prohibitions that you will commit. Like, for example, walking under the shadow or being under the shadow, looking at the mirror, and so many other things which might be very difficult to not to commit. So in order to make it easy, it's necessary for the individual to go directly to the miqat and, of course, wear the ihram, make the niyyah from there and say the labbaik from there, and then proceed towards Mecca. That's the easiest thing.
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, when you wear the ihram, it's necessary that you make sure that either you travel by night, okay, because there's no sunlight, okay, there's no probably rain, you travel at night. And it doesn't make any difference whether you travel by a roofed car or a roofless car. But if you want to travel during the day, of course, the car must be roofless. Roofless means you have to travel under the sun and there should not be any shadow over your head.
Okay, thank you very much, Sheikh Javid. Let's take a short break and then we'll be back and continue our program Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio. Stay tuned.
The followers of Ayatollah Khomeini can refer to leader.ir/en. In the section Religious Affairs, you can ask your question and receive the answer. In the library section, some of Ayatollah Khamenei's works of jurisprudence are available, including Practical Laws of Islam, Frequently Asked Questions, Comparative Fatwa, and Newly Asked Questions.
Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah, ya Allah. astray, cause I need you.
Welcome back to the program, Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program. And just with our guest speaker, we are talking about some of the jurisprudential laws related to Hajj, according to fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. Sheikh Javid, you talked about two kinds of Hajj, actually, right? The compulsory one and the recommended one. I'm going to ask something about the recommended Hajj, actually, or type of Hajj, which is called Umrah, right? Can an individual do or perform two Umrahs in the same month?
Of course, since Umrah is recommended, we call it Umrah Mufrada. If you are performing Umrah in the month of Rajab, for example, or in the month of Sha'ban, or in the month of Shawwal, any other month except, for example, the Dhul-Hajjah, in which, for example, you are performing the Wajib Hajj, of course. In case you want to perform Umrah, it is okay, it's permissible at any season or time, of course. If you are going to perform Umrah, of course, it's permissible for you to perform two Umrahs or three Umrahs in the same month. You complete one Umrah and you for example, do the taqsir, and then you take off the ihram and then go back to the nearest miqat, which is Masjid al-Tan'im, and then you wear the ihram and garment, again you make niyyah, and then again you proceed to Mecca, perform the tawaf, and its prayer, the sa'i, and then of course you do the tawaf al-nisa, which is very important to perform, and also its prayer. So it is quite permissible, and there's no problem and objection to someone performing two or three Umrahs in the same month?
So the short answer would be yes, huh?
Yes.
Okay. Well, since I asked you something about the Umrah, the recommended, you know, ritual of Hajj, let me ask you something about the Hajj Tamattu, which is the compulsory one, right?
Yes.
And it includes two acts, Umrah Tamattu and Hajj Tamattu, right?
Right.
So, and Umrah Tamattu, by the way, is prior to Hajj Tamattu.
Of course.
Well, and both of them have special deeds, which we are going to talk about or, you know, explore in great length, of course, later on. But the question that I would like to ask you here is about the special deeds that we can do in relation to Umrah Tamattu.
Well, Umrah Tamattu is very much like Umrah Mufrada, except that it is Umrah Tamattu is obligatory. It is part of the main Hajj, part of the obligatory Hajj. Every pilgrim who embarks on the journey on a wajib Hajj from a distance, like from Iran, from Pakistan, from many other countries, they have to first of all start with the Umrah at-Tamattu. And Umrah at-Tamattu, when it comes to how it is performed, of course, it is very much like Umrah Mufrada. Umrah Mufrada, which is a recommended Umrah.
Yes.
So the first thing is you wear the ihram from the miqat, and then you proceed to Mecca, and taking care of all the prohibitions, making sure not to commit any of those prohibited acts. Okay. And then you, of course, you will enter the Masjid al-Haram. You will perform the tawaf. And it is a prayer, and then the sa'i between Safa and Marwa. These are some of the acts of Umrah at-Tamattu, but it is wajib, it is part of Umrah, Hajj at-Tamattu, and it cannot be, of course, skipped.
I see. Thank you very much, Javid. Let's take another break, and then we'll be back and continue our program, Islamic Laws, on IRIB English Radio. Don't go away.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
Welcome back to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javed, our guest speaker. We are talking about some of the jurisprudential laws related to Hajj, according to the fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. Well, Sheikh Javed, what about the special deeds that Haji, actually, a pilgrim, can do in Hajj Tamattu?
Good. Now, Hajj Tamattu, there are many acts which a pilgrim performing Hajj Tamattu must perform and must consider.
Yes.
The first thing is ihram. Of course, ihram is worn from within the city of Mecca. He's not going to the miqat, or he will wear the ihram in the city.
Yes.
And then, of course, there is wukuf. Wukuf means staying in Arafat from the noon of the 9th of Zulhijjah till sunset.
Yes.
That is mandatory. And then wukuf in Mash'ar al-Haram on the night before the 10th of Zulhijjah.
Yes.
To sunrise. That is important. Then stoning the Jamara Aqaba on the day of Eid al-Adha, the 10th of Zulhijjah. That's important. These are some of the deeds. And then, of course, slaughtering animal, qurbani. That's important. It must be done. And then shaving the head or doing taqsir. Okay, shaving the head or taqsir, you are free to choose between shaving or doing taqsir. Of course, if it is your first time, it is good and it's better to perform, to shave your head, to make a clean shave of your head. And then, of course, tawaf around the Holy Kaaba, prayer of the tawaf, and then sa'i between Safa and Marwa, and tawaf al-Nisa, which is also very important. And prayer of Tawaf al-Nisa, and these are some of the things I should make mention that some of our Shia brothers who travel, they live in a predominantly Sunni populated country. And according to Ahl Sunnah, of course, there's no need to perform Tawaf al-Nisa in its prayer, and they have got nothing in the name of Tawaf al-Nisa. So, people who accompany or who go along with the Sunnis traveling to Mecca along with the Sunni Muslims, they do not, some of them have no idea of performing Tawaf al-Nisa. So yes, they get back home and learn very later on that they had forgotten the Tawaf al-Nisa.
Yes.
So in that case, of course, things become very difficult. It's not permissible to skip or ignore Tawaf al-Nisa. It's necessary. And if a person cannot make a journey back to Mecca, of course, he has to ask someone in Saudi Arabia to perform Tawaf al-Nisa on his behalf. And when he performs Tawaf al-Nisa on his behalf, he completes it, he should immediately inform the other individual who is in his respective country.
Yes.
And then he should perform the Tawaf prayer.
I see.
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much, Sheikh Javed. And thank you, my dear listeners, for joining your own program, Islamic Laws, on IRIB English Radio. From me, Muhammad Jawad, the host of this program, Sheikh Javed, the guest speaker, and the rest of the crew, we bid you farewell. And until another show, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
لا إله إلا